coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. There's a wave of up-and-coming young guns on the driving circuit that are really making names for themselves. One in particular is doing so while at the same time coming out from under the shadow of his famous dad. I first saw Scott Zeron when he drove up here at Rito, and what a job he did. He's now on the WEG circuit, and he got there through sheer hard work. He's our guest on Trot Radio. Scott Zeron, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
Good to have you with us. You are part of a breed of young guns that are really making your mark on the racing scene. You've got two horses in one Gold Cup and Saucer division. I'd like to get your thoughts about going down east, your first trip, I think it is, and why you chose the horse you did.
Well, it was just my luck that I had two horses, and they both drew into the same elimination. But, you know, I'm really excited to go down there. I decided to choose Park Shark. And with his gait speed, I think, you know, he's going to get situated really well. He's got the rail over there. And, you know, everybody tells me the crowd is unbelievable and the atmosphere is just as exciting as a little brown jug. So I'm pretty excited to go down.
Well, that's what I hear. I have yet to go down, but everybody I've spoken to says exactly the same thing. I think you're going to have a blast. You're sitting in the top 10 in purses in Canada. You're just second in wins. The only one in front of you is Brad Forward. Do you think you can catch him?
Brad is amazing driver. He is consistent every year, and I know that I'm going to have to catch up to him. He's not going to come back to me. So anybody who knows me knows that I hate finishing second, so I'm going to work as hard as I can to try and be the, I think I'd be the youngest leading driver ever in Canadian history to be the leading at the end of the year. So I'm going to try and do that.
Well, your zeal for winning, you come by it honestly. The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree there. I know your dad is pretty much the same way. Are you doing anything different this year?
You know, the same thing as last year. I just, every track I'm listed at, I go and I show up every night. I think last year I had probably 2-3 nights off the entire year. So I just go out every day, try and do what I can. The only thing that's changed this year is, well, I got a lot of supporters, the trainers and the owners. Everybody's been really good to me, and I'm just picking up a lot of drives and a lot of quality drives, and I'm just showing up every night and trying to do my best.
Can't do much more than that, and you're going to be guaranteed a success if you do. What is the main reason for your success? The showing up, you would say, pretty much, and just giving it your best every year. But, you know, you get better mounts, and it's got to play a part.
Yeah, absolutely. You just, the more drives you get and the better results you produce, people start getting behind you and putting you down on some better quality horses, and then you have opportunity for a stake race.
Let me ask you something, because it's always tough when you're the son of a big man on campus, as it were. Did you have to put up with, you know, the criticisms? And goodness knows we've got so many critics in our game of those who have said, yeah, well, he ain't the old man. You know, did you have to go through with that at all?
It hasn't been like that at all. A lot of people actually are comparing it right now. Some people will say, you know what, you're better than your dad. And there's some people say, oh, you'll never be as good as your dad. Either way, I still find it awesome competition.
I think the difference is whether or not they've got a winning ticket on you.
Yeah, that's most likely it.
Suddenly, you're better than your dad. If you come second by a nose, he'll never be the old man. Did you set any goals at the start of 2010 for driving, and are they attainable? You talked about wanting to be the youngest driver to win the title.
Yeah, that wasn't my initial goal, because I thought Jody would just, same as last year, just crush and win 600-700 races. So at the beginning of the year, I just told myself, you know, I want to try and get 400 wins and try and get up to 4 million. And the 400 wins is realistic right now. The 4 million I'm going to have to press down and get, win some stake races for. But I inherited a new goal as of a month ago. I was informed that my dad has 437 wins. That was his biggest year he had for wins. So I think I'm going to try and get that.
Well, if you do that, nobody can say that, you know, you ain't the old man.
Yeah.
What about 2011? Have you got any goals already set up for that?
No, I haven't even thought about it, but I know my dream race is the North American Cup, and that's always a goal in my head.
Oh, for sure. It's got to be. Let me ask you something. From the point of someone who's in your 20s, I'd like to get your take on the new racing development and sustainability plan. I mean, you've come into the game at a time when it's in trouble. Some might say, what, are you crazy? You know, there won't be racing in 10 years. You'll be 30 years old and unemployed, blah, blah, blah. What's your take on the plan? Have you heard much about it? What do you like what you hear?
Yeah, you know, I'm all for it. Investing for the future is never a bad thing in this industry. Of course, I would like the business to be around for at least my lifetime. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I went to college just as a backup. A lot of people told me it's not going to work, don't come in it, you're going to waste your time. But it's worked out pretty well so far, and hopefully I'm going to keep on going. But I'd definitely be willing to participate with the understanding I have of donating 5% of our purse accounts, and sometimes you have to sacrifice a little to get a lot. But my only issue is, and I talked about it with Robert Fellows, and he's a very well-opinionated man, and he said that he doesn't believe that it should just be the horsemen that are sacrificing and suffering. He thinks that it might be better if, you know, maybe some of the tracks would match whatever our donations are. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
Well, you know what? That's probably a fair position to take. I would wish anybody the best of luck in trying to get that to happen. Listen, Scott, you are a fine young man. You are great with the media. We appreciate it because you're always accessible. You're just like your dad. And I'll say it right now. You're just as good as your dad. Dang it.
Awesome.
Scotty, thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Thank you very much, man.
Bye-bye, now.